Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Dragon's Doom by Ed Greenwood. Yet folk who know Aglaeter of old will know already what befell next. For the people were unhappy. The barons were no better than they had ever been. Sly tongues of evil were busy in the land. Fell magic had corrupted those who sought and wielded it, without ever weakening their eager hands. This could be almost any year in Aglaeter, so be thankful for the bards and heralds who look upon this vale that is so fair and yet so seemingly God's cursed, for they at least help us keep our disasters straight. From A Year Scroll of Aglaeter by Yalrek Halanthan, Scribe of Silptar. Prologue. A hard, sudden rain was lashing the rooftops of Silptar as the evening came down, driven ashore by a home harbour wind. The storm rattle on the slates and tiles of hundreds of roofs quite drowned out the customary chimney size for which the sighing gargoyle was named. Fleros del Camper could barely hear his own harp notes, but, newly esteemed bard to the court of Flowfoam or not, this was his first paying engagement in the city of river and sea, and he sang on with determination. Yet even he knew, as he lifted his voice in the refrain of his newest ballad about the Lady of Jewels and the fall of the serpent, that he might just as well have saved his breath. Not a man Jack was listening. Every patron of the gargoyle was bent forward over the table that held his tankard, listening or talking intently. The mutter of voices held no note of happiness.
"And so 'tis another year gone, and how's Aglaeter better for it?
Aye, harvest's thinner than ever, half the good men in the land dead and rotting when they should be ploughing or scything, and now we have a boy for a king.
Ah, no joy there. Yet he can hardly be worse than what we've had these 20 summers now. Wizards and barons. Wizards and barons. Villains all. Aye, that's so. Wizards have always been bad and dangerous. 'Tis in the breed by the three.
So we thrust a pitchfork through every mage we spot, and what then? Who of our great lord barons can be trusted not to lash out on a whim? They've all been little tyrants to put the most decadent kings of the old tales to shame. And here we sit, thinner and fewer every year, while their madness rages around us and Aglaeter bleeds.
An empty tankard thunked down on a table, and its owner sighed gustily, clenched his hand into a helpless...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?